Most perennials can be cut back in the fall, but some perennials are better left uncut. Ornamental grasses, coneflower, black-eyed Susan, and blackberry lilies have seed heads with winter interest or winter bird food. Don't cut them back until late winter or spring. We also leave our sunflowers up until the birds have gotten all the seed. The snows did smash some ornamental grasses. Those grasses can be cut back now because they've lost their winter interest. A power hedge trimmer cuts through most ornamental grasses. Grasses that weren't damaged by the storm, like blue oat grass, can be left and cut back next spring. Hostas have been frozen. They can be cut to the ground before the next wind blows away their freeze-dried leaves. Trim the ugly leaves off of other foliage plants like Brunera or Virginia. Other leaves can be left until spring. Trim other perennials back to their basal leaves. Asters had a lot of powdery mildew this fall and can be cut to the ground. Cut flowering shrubs back after they've bloomed. Autumn is a good time to prune the flowers off of Blue Mist Spirea, Russian Sage, and Summer Blooming Spirea. In the spring, trim out any winter dieback. Don't prune Spring Blooming Spirea or Lilacs. Take the leaves off of lawn areas. Over winter, the molding leaves will leave dead spots in the grass. If the leaves aren't too thick, a lawnmower will mulch them up. Leaves in perennial and shrub beds don't bother me unless the trees had leaf disease during the summer. The leaves are an added mulch insulation. By next spring, the leaves will need to be taken out of the landscape beds and composted. Pine trees are losing their inner needles. It's a natural process. Older needles turn brown and drop during the winter and fall winds. Trees look rough with bunches of brown interior needles. Austrian and ponderosa pine lose 3-year-old needles. By next spring, they'll only be holding this year's and last year's needles. Big old pine and spruce need extra water going into our driest season, the winter. Soak the entire root zone. The roots on a 40-foot tall spruce grow more than 40 feet in diameter around the tree, so be sure to water as much of the root zone as possible. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.